spoke this week about seeing traction in the team's game. Did you see that tonight, or another sign of it?
Yeah, I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought, you know, the goals that we gave up, I thought they were some turnovers that took place. And anytime you turn the puck over against a team like Chicago, with some of the players they have in that lineup, they're going to make you pay.
The fact that you can skate and probably outplayed Chicago at different points tonight, how much of a building block can you use to sell this, sell your message to this team?
Well, the guys in the room, I thought the effort was excellent. I thought we obviously, by the chances that we generated, the shots that we were able to put to the front of the net, the structure we had in our game, there was definitely a lot of real positives out of that. But again, you just got to recognize certain periods of the game where you got to manage the puck better and not give up grade A opportunities, because like I said, they'll make you pay, that team.
Big step in the right direction for your team?
Yeah, we feel the last couple of games have been that way. We thought the series in Charlotte, we did some really good things. Structure-wise and as a group, and having an identity start to form. And the same thing here tonight. We thought we did a lot more things on the positive side than the negative.
Does it feel like the offensive chances are just a little more freely now?
Yeah, we feel like we're coming out of our own zone better with regards to our breakout, with regards to getting pucks back in our defensive zone coverage, which obviously results in more offensive zone time. I thought our skating was quicker. We're able to get a little bit more net front traffic and generate some of those second and third chances. So yes, I feel that our offensive side of the puck has been taking some strides.
You found this team, we knew there was going to be some growing pains. Is that final half of the third period part of it? I mean, is it a maturity thing? Is it closeout game, team is experienced in Chicago. Is that the difference, or is it just kind of some lucky bounces?
I'm not going to be blind to say that we don't have some guys that are still getting their feet wet in the American Hockey League compared to what we're playing against tonight in Chicago. You know, with regards to how you're realizing where you are in certain points of the game and certain key face-offs, certain areas where you got to get pucks in behind their defensemen and get a chance to keep momentum on your side, those are traits that are learned as a good pro. Experience is definitely something that as you move through a season with players that are just getting an understanding for how they need to play, it's just a matter of them, that learning curve happening quickly, and them understanding that that you have to make sure that you're strong with the puck and make sure that you're actually learning from your mistakes. And we feel, for the most part, from game one to where we sit right now, we're starting to really understand and not make as many mistakes with regards to going in the back of our net.
It must be a positive sign that you're able to erase three separate leads. Two of those goals are from rookies.
Yeah, I thought obviously Franck's goal was really nice for him to be able to get that one. We thought Cormier's breakaway goal was nice, and DeLeo to get on the board. We feel that line with DeLeo, Armia, and Lipon's been a real good offensive line with a lot of speed to it. A little bit more balance out of our third and fourth lines to get us some minutes, to take away some minutes from the other top two. So, those players, it's nice for them to get themselves some goals, and hopefully it builds on some.
Must be a bit of a pleasant surprise for you with your team starting to play a bit better, even with a couple of key veterans out like Harrison, Fraser, etc.
Well, we knew going into the year that there was going to be a lot of new faces. We know in the years past when you have a couple more guys that are familiar with the systems that we're playing, that transition is a lot quicker. So we're not overly taken back by how long it's taken for these guys to really sink their teeth into. But like I said earlier, it is taking place. It is getting some traction. When you lose veterans out of your lineup, those guys have a little bit of a presence in the room whenever the message is being sent in between periods and how you need to play. It's the experience they've been through it. So, when you're limited veterans to start the season and those guys are out, with a lot of those veteran guys sitting in the stands watching the game, those are big pieces that are missing out of your lineup. But we want to make sure these guys are developing and they get a chance to play some heavy minutes here and play in key situations. And that's the only way you're going to gain experience is by playing in those games.
When young kids are doing some of the right things, but they're not getting the results, how do you keep them on track, and how do you keep them keep buying the message?
Well, you got to stick with the positives that you're doing. You got to make sure that you're building off the things that are going well for you, and you make sure that you're learning through video and through one-on-one meetings on the mistakes that need to be corrected. But it is tough early on in the season whenever you don't have success early, because those guys have to pull from something. But the biggest thing is the positives reinforcing and continuing to teach and get everything corrected with regards to how they need to play.